In our series of Shiurim, we began with speaking about the concept of being Maisa Maida. We continued with speaking about HaTaras Nadarim that is performed on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And now we speak about Kol Nidrei, which we say Yom Kippur evening. The Shita says that the minig of saying Kol Nidrei dates back to the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah. The minig, the nigin of Kol Nidrei, also dates back to the degree that the Matta Ephraim says in Vayishana Odom Meminig Hi'ir Benigunim. One has to continue with the minig of the nigun of Kol Nidrei that goes back also for many generations. We say Kol Nidrei three times. Every time saying it with a louder voice than the previous time. But as we begin to discuss the minig of saying Kol Nidrei, there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. What is Kol Nidrei? Is Kol Nidrei Hataras Nadarim, or is Kol Nidrei a Mesiris Maidah? Many rishonim are of the opinion that Kol Nidrei is Hataras Nadarim. That's the opinion of the Rosh and the Tosfos Rid. And on Yom Kippur evening, we are mata on the Dorim in order that we should not Chas V'Shalom be judged or punished for those Nadarim. Specifically, we know that not for all Yom Averis is Yom Kippur Mechaper. And therefore, any Aveira that could be removed by saying Kol Nidrei, that's the reason Kol Nidrei should be said. In fact, there's a discussion, which in Mitzvah Shem we will discuss, but there are opinions that hold that being Matir a Neder is a Mitzvah. And if being Matir a Neder is a Mitzvah, before one would be matan neder, he should say al mitzvahs hetan neder v'shvuah, and therefore it should be said even before Kol Nidrei. However, of course, that's not our minig, because we don't even make a bracha when we're matan neder, and certainly not by Kol Nidrei, which we're not quite certain is a Hataras Nadarim. The question is, if indeed Kol Nidrei is Hataras Nadarim, as we discussed in our previous year, we also do Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So why? So we already suggested in our previous year that women don't typically do Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but they do come to Shul Yom Kippur evening to say Kol Nidrei. So the Kol Nidrei was said for them. But then the question is, if that's the case, everybody comes to Shul on Yom Kippur evening. So if you would only say Kol Nidrei, why do we say Hataras Nadarim Erev Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is, because of course Hataras Nadarim is a much more proper format for being Matir and Neder. So we don't want to rely on Hataras Nadarim. We don't want to rely on Kol Nidrei if we could do a proper Hataras Nadarim. Furthermore, we want, as we learn now, Masechta, Daf Chaf Beis, the seriousness of the Aveira of Nadarim. So therefore, we want to do Hataras Nadarim before Rosh Hashanah and not wait for Yom Kippur. But if Kol Nidre is Ataras Nadarim, so we have to be careful not to start saying Kol Nidre before night, because the halacha is that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, ein nisholim nadarim el tzarech hayoyim. And therefore, the appropriate thing is, if particularly whole Kol Nidre is Hataras Nadarim, we should start saying Hataras Nadarim, Kol Nidre, still before the Shkia. And in fact, many people have the minig to say Tefillah Zaka before Kol Nidre. And at the end of the Tefillah Zaka, there is a statement, V'hine ani makabel alai kedushas Yom Kippurim ulasanis bar b'chamisha nuyim. The person is accepting upon himself Yom Kippur. But if we're saying now that we want to do that Taurus Nadarim prior to Yom Kippur, that's why, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, don't say that statement before Kol Nidre. Furthermore, if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday night, and we have to say Kabbalah Shabbos in the davening on Friday night, the Paiskim suggest that we should first say Kol Nidre. Again, once we were Makabel Shabbos, there is no problem with, there's a problem with Hataras Nadarim. However, even people, shuls, that are not careful to say Kol Nidre before Shkia, could say Kol Nidre afterwards, even though it's already night, and even if we hold that it's a Hataras Nadarim. Because as we said earlier, when we are Shoyl Nadarim L'tzorech Hayoyim, if somebody made a nether and it has implications for Shabbos Yom Tov, the halacha is you can imat a nether on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. Coming into Yom Kippur without Nadarim is very important, and therefore it's considered Tzorech Hayoyim, and one would be allowed to imat a nether, one would be allowed to say Kol Nidre even after Shkia. We know that the halacha is that in order to have Hataras Nadarim, there are a number of fundamental rules. One is that you have to have three people be the matirim. Second of all, you have to have at least a charota, and as our Gemara says, a charota mikara, that he regrets that he ever made the nether. So the paiskim that hold, that the rishonim that hold, that Kol Nidre is a Hataras Nadarim, say since everybody in the shul is saying Kol Nidre together, that is considered that we have a Hataras Nadarim of everybody. Furthermore, as we stand in the evening of Yom Kippur, and everybody knows that we're being judged and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us, you don't have a bigger situation of Charota where somebody regrets having done any Aveira. And that's why we say, B'chua Achrat Nabahen. And that's a reason why Rishonim that say that the Rishonim that disagree and hold that Kol Nidre is not a Hataras Nadarim. So we know that when we are Matir and Nether, we have to identify the Nether. So why over here in Kol Nidre we don't speak about any specific Nether? Why over here is it considered a valid Hataras Nadarim? So the answer is, the reason that you have to identify the nether is because maybe it's a nether that doesn't have a Torah. But in the Kol Nidre, we're only relying on the Kol Nidre for Nidorim that do have a heter, that there's no Shaila, that you can be mad to them. And furthermore, we're relying that everybody has Charata. Moreover, Nidorim that one remembers that he was Chas V'Shalom over, he should not rely on the Kol Nidre. And now we could understand on the question that we asked earlier. We asked earlier, if Kol Nidre is Hataras Nadarim, so why do we do Hataras Nadarim Erev Rosh Hashanah? We're already doing Kol Nidre, we're all going to be saying Kol Nidre Yom Kippur evening. That Taras, it could be, that Hataras Nadarim that was established for Erev Rosh Hashanah was to be Hataras Nadarim for specific Nadarim. For specific Nadarim, we don't rely on Kol Nidre. So they had two phases. One was for specific Nadarim, that was said on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and for general Nadarim, we said it, we relied on Kol Nidre. Why, if Kol Nidre is a Hataras Nadarim, is it said three times? One reason is that every time a Bezdin is Mat the Neder, as we see indeed in the Nusach of Erev Rosh Hashanah, they say it three times. A second reason is that in case somebody didn't pay proper attention the first time, we repeat it until he'll get the proper attention. Another pshat that the Rishonim already say that there are people that come to shul, may come to shul late, so if they may miss the first or second time it's recited, they'll catch it the third time. Certainly if we hold that Kol Nidre is at Taras Nadarim, it should be said standing. But now the question is, we know that the minig is that the Sefer Torah is held when we say Kol Nidre. And the question is, if Kol Nidre is a Hataras Nadarim, why do we have to hold the Sefer Torah? In fact, there's some say that the Sefer Torah should be indeed put back into the Aron HaKodesh before that Taras Nadarim. The Shita explains that the reason we hold the Sefer Torah is to show two pshatim I saw. One pshat that I saw is to show that we're asking that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should also be agreeable to the Hataras Nadarim that we're performing. Another pshat is the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Masechta Chagiga Daf Yura Amar Aleph says, Heter Nadarim Parchim Ba'avir Ve'en Lam Amayishi Yismuchu. Meaning that there is no explicit pasuk in the Torah that teaches us that one could be the concept of Hataras Nadarim. So there were tzedakim that did not believe in the concept of Hataras Nadarim. In fact, I saw there are opinions that say that that's why we specifically begin Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre, with Hataras Nadarim, as we find many other instances where Chazal did different acts k'dei lahotzi miliban shel tzedakim, to show that the tzedakim were wrong. And here too, the minig became that Yom Kippur began with saying Kol Nidre to show you, the tzedakim, don't believe in Hataras Nadarim. Not only do we believe in Hataras Nadarim, but we begin Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, with Kol Nidre. And that's why we hold the Sefer Torah, that in case anyone should Chas V'Shalom say that there is no source for saying Kol Nidre, there is no source for Hataras Nadarim in the Torah, we hold the Torah and say, we hold, on the contrary, that Hataras Nadarim has a place in the Torah. Certainly, if we hold that Kol Nidre is Hataras Nadarim, it's critical that everybody should say along the Kol Nidre. even if you didn't say it along, they should. We can rely that the Baal Tefillah is your shliach. B'lechatchila, everybody should say it themselves. Certainly, the three people, the minig is that this chazan stands with two people standing next to him holding Sifrei Torah. They should certainly be careful to say the Kol Nidrei, because they're the best than, according to this opinion, that is being matter the nether. The question is, you could only be matter someone else's nedarim. You can't be matter your own nether. So if everybody in the shul is saying Kol Nidrei, so then it's very good, because everybody's relying on three other people. But if only the chazan and the two people standing by the omer are saying Kol Nidrei, so everybody in the shul could rely on their being matter the nether of everybody in the community. But the people who are saying it, who are they relying on? And therefore it's very important to that everybody in the shul should say Kol Nidrei. Everybody in the shul should say Kol Nidrei. As we said in our previous year, women who don't come to shul Erev Rosh Hashanah and don't do their own Hataras Nedarim, for them it's even more critical that they should attend Kol Nidrei. And if there's a woman who can't attend Kol Nidrei, she should certainly do Hataras Nedarim, because otherwise, how does she remove the Nedarim from the entire year? The minhag is that after Kol Nidrei, we say the pasuk V'nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And the reason, according to these Rishonim, we say this pasuk, is that a person, he says Kol Nidrei, and he has a het in the Dorim, so he thinks, I'm completely clear, I'm fine. But it's not necessarily true. First of all, not all Nedarim we know can be revoked through a Hataras Nedarim. Furthermore, we know, as we discussed in a previous year, that if one makes a neder, even if he was Mois or Maida, he still, the Mesiris Maida is only effective if he didn't remember it when he made the neder. And therefore, we have to make an announcement and say, don't just think that because you said Kol Nidrei, you have nothing to worry about. For Nislach Chol Bnei Yisrael, we have to have a kapara and slicha. We have to have a kapara slicha even on the Nedarim, particularly as we've been learning how serious the issue of Nedarim is.